Kuyansim in Nunvov, Yesh Lechavein Panias Akadi. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh Lechavein, Yomru Chazal, Koloina Omein, Yesh Meirabe, Meborach, Bechol Koichoi, Koirinloi Gzardinoi. So this Maimah of Chazal tells us the Moiridike potentials, the rewards that one receives from Omen Yahish Merabe, Kairim Loi Gzardin, I feel this a Gzardin, that he should be Nifter, it's Kairim Loi Gzardin, a Mordika Koyach, but it says a condition, Bechol Koychoi, it says if this is, if it says Bechol Koychoi, so therefore, it seems that Omen Yesh Merabe has to be said Bechol Koichoi. What does that mean? Bechol Koichoi. Bechol Kavonosoi. That means he should have complete concentration on what he's saying. Ubechol Eivorov. And what does Bechol Eivorov mean? Tahainu Shiemreno Pelev Vonefesh. I think Balev and Nefesh means that Alev is the Kavone. He should be concentrating on what he's saying. And the Nefesh means the Rotzayim, that he should want that this should occur. So that is, that means he's using his concentration and his Rotzayim that this should be Yehesh Meirab Mavorach La'olam Alom Me'omayot. V'loi ra kemoisi b'svosa v'libay b'alibay. But not just, it's a lip service, he's just saying the words. He's not concentrating and not thinking what he is saying. Gam, that's one thing. So, yesh l'chavin b'aniyas akadish. So, the first pshat is, the kavona is how it should be said. It should be said, b'chol lev u'b'chol nefesh. A second pshat could be is nichlal in the lashon of the Mechaba. Gam yechaven lishmoya hakadosh mipi hashliach tzibur. He should be mechaven to hear the chat kadosh from the shatz kedei sheyeda al mo hu oine. And what he's saying, it that means there is a whole nusach that is being said, so he should not just know what he has to say. He's answering Vimro Omein Yehesh Merabos Al Kaponim. He has to know what was said till now and what he's answering. So he should be mechaven to listen to the shots. V'choshkein shetzorich lizoyer ma'oid u'ma'oid. One has to be tremendously careful. Shloi lahasiach be'emsa kaddish oy kedusha. That he should not speak be'emsa kaddish oy kedusha. Uchdeise b'mesaches derech eretz. The Rabbi Choma askechei l'yo b'kama alfei gemalim. That Rabbi Choma, I'll just say Rabbi Choma Chanina, askechei l'yo. He found Eliyo Bechama Alfei Gemalim, thousands of camels, to Unim, they were loaded with Af Vechema. That means these are different Dargis Chamuras of Midas Hadin. We should understand the Chema of this Midas Hadin. The Gemara says in Masechtas Baba Basra, Daftes Amad Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ki yagurti mibnei ha'af v'achemo. Moshe Rabbeinu, with all his schusim, was afraid of these two types of midas adin af v'achemo. So now we have over here that Eliyahu Hanavi is bringing thousands of camels which are loaden with af and chema, and Rabbi Chama saw Eliyahu Hanavi. And l'shalem leilu v'chol amadav. This is an einish. This is an einish to those who speak out in the middle of Kaddish or Kedusha. Now, there are different mahalchim, but I just like to say perhaps a easier mahalach. Who are we speaking about over here? Now, there's one mahalach the Beis Yosef brings that he's Mesiach Be'emsa Kaddish, means like this. He said, Amen Yehish Mei Rabba Mevorach Lo'olam Lo'olam Me'omaya. The Shatz will say it perhaps after him a little lower. And then the Shatz says, Yisborach. The Shatz says, Yisborach. So let us just speak. So this is a new thing. Bimro Amen Yehish Mei Rabba, that's what Bimro Amen. And then the Shat says this. Now it's starting a new Bakosh Yisborach V'Yisala Yisborach Yisborach V'Yishtabach Yisborach V'Yisrema V'Yishnasi is a new Bakosh. Between so he said Omai already and the Shat did not say Yisborach. So theoretically he's not missing anything. It will speak out something now. We finished the first half of Kaddish. The Shatz as yet did not start the second half of Kaddish. And Benkach will say something. Between Omaya and Yisborach, he said Omaya already. Before the Yisborach, in that Zweishful, in that man, perhaps he's permitted to be Maharim and Divrei Torah. There's nothing but to think about. We're up to Yisborach. He's not Mechitim and Mechavin anything. Which is 100% right. But I'll call upon him to speak then, we're saying Moyodik Ezachen, and to speak between Omaya and Yisborach, in the middle of Kaddish you don't speak. And it's a Moyodik Bezoyin that he's to speak in the middle of Kaddish. And it could very well be in the middle of Kedusha also means the same thing. The middle of Kedusha, there's a later... In some Kuf Chof Hei, the Mishtabur brings down, a person says Kaddish, and then the Shah says, Lomosa Meshabchem Boim. And then I say, Boch, Boim. When the Shah, so there's a day that holds, which is, let's make it interesting, there's a day that holds, when the Shah says, Lomosa Meshabchem Boim, he doesn't have to listen to the Shah. He can think in those three words, he can think about Kasha, Namu Chuyim, to be mazen, to listen to what the Shatz is saying. So, but it's 100% true. But to speak out, that's to be mafsik in Kedusha. That means he said Kaddish. He did not say Baruch Kavoid. He's between Kaddish and Baruch Kavoid. He's not mechuyev to hear what the Shatz says, so he might as well say he wants to say a vote. We're not speaking about people who are speaking. Well, later we speak about chassidim and tzaddikim. So what they were speaking about, either they said upset teretz and the Rambam. They were speaking about dvarim gedolim. But in the middle of the bimarsik between the it is he's in the middle of kedusha. You said meleikos kavoidai and he the chassis lamosim. Now in this. In this matzav, if you talk out the shreklach, this alfei gemalim, or by kaddish, you said almaya, and then the shatzin say yisborach, and you talk out, but you're speaking in the middle of kaddish, you have nothing what to hear, but to speak in the middle of kaddish is a shreklach hazar. Ba'ola v'chola medaba v'ela mekoy misola v'kosavoy mevla yoisi karoso yate. This seems as a merely ketayna. The Kosa of Mesefer Chassidim. Now we have a Maisa. We have two Maises. One Maisa, it says in Sefer Chassidim, Maisa b'chosed echot, shero l'chosed acha b'moisoi uponov merikish. There were two Chassidim. And again, if we're speaking about Chassidim, what Sefer Chassidim calls them a chosed, so we're speaking about, these are the Chassidim, what the Mesil Shoshon writes about Shah Chassidim. I mean, this is This is a chosid. So one chosid saw another one. After he was nifter, upon of Meirikais, and his face was pale, green, yellow. So Zalk upon them was speaking about two big people that one can see the other. He can see that he saw me after Meirikais. Amaloi, lama uponecha Meirikais, why is your face yellow, green? Amaloi, bibnei sheisi midaber bishor sheshliach tzibo o yoimer vayichulu. Or, others bring down the gear, so when the tzibo said vayichulu, he spoke out then. Ubilkes mogin ovois ubi yizgado. Now, again, could very well be, let's say vayichulu, the tzibo saying vayichulu, he said vayichulu already, so he spoke out, and again, this chosid that spoke out in the shul, Yizicha did not speak dvorim b'teilim. He spoke about tzibrei kedusha in the middle of vayichulu or maginovis, which is not chazoras hashatz. It's a kitzer of chazoras hashatz. The whole reason we say it is that if someone came late, they shouldn't have to remain in the Beis Medrash alone. But Yizgadol could also mean, as we mentioned before, Sapon of Meirikais. Now, the Chosid Aleph saw Chosid Beis, Sapon of Meirikais. Could be, how to say, perhaps two Nekudis. Sapon of Meirikais, there was something on his face, he saw there was something wrong with him. It wasn't his face was very embarrassing. It could be the Chashulchan said, we learned before that when one wants to be mitzaref for Dovo Shebekdusha is Mara Ponov. That means that there's nine people in the shul and he's behind the window, sticks his head in the window, so he becomes mitzaref. So he says, what's the meaning of Mara Ponov? He shows his face. So he says, because the Ika Hashchos Hashchina is on the face, Kikoran Urpono. By Moshe Rabbeinu, his face lighted up because there was Hashchos Hashchina on his face. So when you want to be Mitzurif, you want to be Mitzurif to the Tzibur, to make Hashchos Hashchina, so for Kelt, your face, Al Kaponim, is shown to the Tzibur. It could be Ponov Meirika, that means what he did, speaking in the middle of Kaddish, speaking in the middle of Vayichulu, that could be is a hepech of Ashkos Hashchin. It could be in this matzav of this Ashkos Hashchin, and he is tearing himself away of this matzav. So that's why you can see it on his face, the opposite of Koron Perponov. That's number one. And number two, how long does this last? I mean, this is a very embarrassing thing. The first chosid someone was alive, but how long does it last? It could very well be this is nitzrius. That means it's finished. If during his lifetime, his face was not a siba of koroner porno, because he tore himself away from the matzavim of Ashkos Hashchina. So Mamela, that's what he's going to be his whole life. His whole, not his whole, I mean, the Netzach Netzachim will be called, will be part of Merikais. 100%. 100%. I think so. This other, yeah, it's very embarrassing. Well, the Sefer Mati Moshe Simen Tov Yud Aleph Hevi B'Shem Medrash. One Chochem showed himself to a Talmud Bachalim. And the Talmud saw he had on his forehead, he had a kesem, he had a fleck, he had a blemish on his forehead. Or Malay Neshla Yisi Nizam Adaba שחסן היה עם הקדיש. Now, if I could just say for one minute, it's very interesting. We have here two mices over here. I mean, they're similar in that the one who spoke in Kaddish suffers from it. But Al Kaponim, the first mice was Shira L'Chosid Echad B'Moisai. One Chosid was on this world. He saw another Chosid that was lifted already, and he went into conversation. And how he was Seichet to see him, I don't know. But he saw him and he went to conversation. How come upon the Marikas? He asked him a question and he told him an answer. That's the first Maisa. The second Maisa we have is a different Loshan. We have a Loshan, Chacham Echad Nisroa L'Talmidai Bachalim. One Chacham showed himself to his Talmud Bachalim. So not the first one, the Chosid Roa, there's Nisroa. I don't know if this is true, but perhaps it is. It's called, I heard a few nights ago, I heard there's a Maisa Botan in the Sefer as follows. The Maisa was, I forgot already the names of the person. It was an Otam Godel Mioid. He was a Murdika Marbets Peira Tzadik. And he was Nifta. He put out Tzvorim. It was Nifta. Fine. A week later, after Stira, he comes with the Mavatzezer Rosh Yeshiva. He comes back to the yeshiva. He's standing where he always used to stand. The Talmidim look at him. He's just by the Levi. He's there. He said, don't be scared. I came back to tell you something. That's what he come back to tell. He told them such a maisa. He said, when I came and they were my emes, okay, was a risk at Talmud Chochem. So Bezn Shal Milo wanted to find a place for me, a choshev place where I should be. So they said, I'll be together with the Shloch Kodesh. No, that's not bad at all, together with the Shloch. Fine. So he gets ready, he's moving in next to the Shloch. The Shloch complains. He says, this person's a murder Talmud Chochem. I don't disagree. But my whole life, I focused on being Malbitz Musa to the Olam Arot Sifrei Musa, to be Moida to the Olam and Yerushamayim and Sifrei Musa. That was my tasket in my life. This person, he learned Torah, from Malbitz Torah, Rosh Yeshiva, but he never stressed this point. Musa, Midas, and Yerushamayim. And this was my whole life. And he should be my next door neighbor. So the Shlok came to Bezn Shomayla. A complaint, says he wasn't happy with this new neighbor. So the Bezn Shal Milo heard the Shloss Taina. So they gave this Rosh Yeshiva an opportunity to rectify what he had done. So he came back on this world. That was, so he came back on this world. And he told this Talmidim, I never learned with you Musa, I never learned you this. I want you should be Makabal, and you thought you can learn Musa. And thus, they were Makabal, then that satisfied the Shlom, Mustama, and there was a happy ending, Mustama, to the story. It's Lule de Mistafine. The second story we have, a Rebbe with a Talbin Nisroer. He showed himself to the Talmud. Could be the mice over here was the Talmud had a Messiah from his Rebbe. The Rebbe also spoke by Kaddish. So he wanted to show himself to the Talmud and the Cholam to tell him, no, that was wrong. It could be that was his tikkun. I don't know. Okay. Now let's go a little further. Fafilu lahara b'divrei Torah also, one is not speaking is up, to think on divrei Torah also, b'shor shachazan oima kaddish, neishutzorich lachavein harbei b'aniyas hakaddish, you have to think, you have to be mechavein what he's saying. Vein chilek ben kaddish al tanach, hayagoda, a mishnayis, could be we had once mentioned that Oruch HaShulchan says that the there's a reshus to say Kaddish after Divrei Torah. It's not like the other Kaddishim. It's only a reshus. So maybe here he's saying, if it was such a Kaddish, there's also an Issa that's a fellow to be Mahara with Divrei Torah. Yeah, Hakadosh. Banias Hakadosh. Nusach Hakadosh, Yiskadel v'Yiskadosh. Tzeire, Shehusa Nalpia Mikro, v'Yiskadilti v'Yiskadishti, Ha'omo b'Yecheskel, Leinian Mohemes Goygomogay, Shaoz Yiskadel, Shemoy Shalakadish Bohu, תחשיב ביימו יהיה השם אחד ושמוי אחד. Now, my chavrusa said a beautiful word, which, this is, this passage is kadilti v'skadishti, is speaking about by Mohammed's great demog, and then there'll be a moyodike, there'll be there'll be niskado, niskadish great shemai. So the Malbim translates these two words, Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. What's this? Yiskadel to Yiskadesh. He's talking about Gdule and Kedusha. So the Malbim says, Yakiru Sha'ani Godel, the godless of the Rabbi Nisho, v'shekol ha'sibois me'iti. Whatever was happening in the world, it was not another Kayakh, he was doing this and he did this and he wanted to. No. Everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shlom. That means no one can do anything if it's not Rotzon Hashem. So there'll be Makir, the godless Hashem, Shekol HaSibes Me'iti. So this is speaking about the Anhoges Abriya, that you note that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shlom. Now we come this parah by Mohammed's great Mogay. V'sha'ani Kodosh. What is the translation of Kodosh? Muvdo min ha'teva, that I'm not mishubit to the teva, u'misnasei olav bo'isoy somoifsim. And I'm over the teva. That's called Kodesh. Kodesh means separated. That means I'm not meshubit to the Teva. That means everyone in this world is bound to the Teva. We can't do anything that's a stira to the Teva. So Rabbi Shalom is muvdo min ha-Teva. That means that the Teva does not in any way govern his actions. Or misnasei olav ba'isis ha-mayvsim. That means I can override the Teva with Isis and Mois. That's attached Kodesh. Kodesh means Muvdo min ha-Teva. And Gadol means that everything in Teva is through me. That's the Gadol Kodesh. So my Chavrus wanted to say Amir Dikizach, Zminyon Diyoyme. He wants to say like this. At the end of our Nisim, we say like this. L'cho osiso shem Gadol v'Kodesh ba'olamecha. Godu v'kodesh b'ilamecho, and then we yapai saying v'kovu shmeinish meichana ka'ilu lahoydeis ulahalel l'shimcha ha'godel. So it's very modern. We started off by saying l'cho asish shem godu v'kodesh. Then we mentioned godu v'kodesh, and v'kovu shmeinish meichana ka'ilu lahoydeis ulahalel l'shimcha ha'godel. We don't talk about kodesh. So what's happening over here? So he wanted to say that by Emerson, there were two inyonim that happened Chanukah. This, the Maral says this, and others say it, that there were two inyonim that happened Chanukah. One inyon that happened Chanukah was the Netzachim. It was the Medica Netzachim, which was Rabban Biyad Meyatim, Tzmeyim Biyad Teyra. It was Mordedik. The Netzachim was unbelievable. That's what we say in Haidah. That's what we say. That's what in Moedim we say Alanisim. We speak about, the whole Alanisim speaks about the Netzachim. We speak about a lot of Netzachim, Rabban Biyad Meyatim, Mishra Biyad Tzadikim, Zedri Eskol Sechel. Fine. That's, and Abshloim Zalman Orbach says, when we say the Baruch Shosan Nisim Lavaisenu, we should think of the Netzachim. שאוס הניסם עשם ימי לנצוחם. That's the Hidol, that's the Hallel, and that's שאוס הניסם לבי סיינט. There was another thing that happened in Chanukah. There was a nest with the Neiris. There was a nest with the Neiris, which we do not mention at all in Alanism. First of all, it says it's talking about the Menorah. And number two, it doesn't say anything about the nest. It was a parah. We don't talk about this. This is not mentioned at all. So the Maral says, The Iker Yontav of Chanukah is Chonu Chosei V'Netzochem. That's the Yontav, that's the Yontav. But when they were Menatzeach, there was a problem that Gutetz, Meredek, Yud Gimel V'Nei Metashur, can I get hundreds and thousands? So it could be the Yontav will come out, Rabbi will make a Yom Ha'atzmaut. Kaychi Meritzim Yod Yosli Yisachayil Azeh. So the Yontif will get, so therefore right after the Nitzochim, Rabbi Yishol made a nest with the Neiris. Now, Rabbi Yishol, maybe you can explain how this works. So right, so this they saw clearly the Yad Hashem. The Yad Hashem they saw through the Neiris. But the minute they saw the Yad Hashem was functioning now, so then they realized that Nitzochim was also Yad Hashem. So my mail was like this. L'cho asisi shem godol v'kodesh boi l'mecha. The Rabbi Yishol made, then and there, they saw the godol and the tzochen. The kodesh was the nest, which was l'mailam in the heaven. That's what the Rabbi Yishol did. But archiv halo v'ido is v'shimcha godol. We're thanking Rabbi Yishol for the tzochen. That is what the halo v'ido is. So therefore we don't mention kodesh. We say l'cho asisi shem godol. You made a nest then. Kodesh shows that you moved from the Teva. The Rebbeinu was not bound to Teva. So that we saw. But the Halo Vaido is L'shimcha HaGodol, not for the less of the Neiris. The Halo Vaido is only for the Netzach. The Maral says, we don't thank the Rebbeinu that we're able to do mitzvahs. At the Menorah, we're not thanking the Rebbeinu. And the Netzach, we're thanking the Rebbeinu. Let us go further. Now, Vayma Hadalit, V'yizkadeish b'tzeire, ki hu ivri, itzlosh nakoidesh v'loi targum. Yeah. V'loi b'shnei shvoin, yizkadeu kilo hatov ha-gimu b'shvo. Ela ha-gimu b'patach. Yizkadeu. V'yadgish ha-gimu d'yizkadeu, d'loi Lishtama Yiskadel Lashoin Oirev. That means, I think it would mean that Targum Lashon Oirev, Targum Oirev Kedom. That means, you turn your back on the Rebbeinu Shalom Chas V'Shalom, that could be the Mashmois, you make sure it's a Gimel, not a Kuf. L'yagish, Yadgish B'yois Rabbeis D'Yizborech. So here I think it means the Bey should not sound like a pay. If you say yisporach, what means maybe to crumble. We don't say to crumble, we say yisborach, halosh and broch. V'yachteich etev ahei deviyishalo. It shouldn't sound chas v'shom viyishalo. Divero ba'omo in the world divero that he created. So Divaro is two distinct worlds. The world Divaro that he created. Acha Tevis Kirusa Yavsik Tzas. Ritzoinai. Yeah. Yehava Kadomach. Yerusa is a Loshin Rotsa. Acha Tevis Kirusa Yavsik Tzas. The Tevis Eilu Koy Alamayla Yiskadil. That means like this. That means that we're saying as follows. Yiskadil V'Yiskadish Shmei Rabo. The Shem should be Niskadil V'Yiskadish. Where should the Shem be Niskadil V'Yiskadish? Ba'oma in the world, the Vra that he created, Chirusay. And his... That means the world that there was Ritzayna Yisborach to create this world. In this world, there should be Yiskabu v'Yiskadish. So when you start, then we're saying, that first we said Yiskabu v'Yiskadish. Then we say v'Yamlech Malchusay v'Chayech, and now we speak about the Malchus Hashem, which is another thing. So we're speaking about Yiskabu v'Yiskadish, Ba'omad Yivro Chirusay, and then we'll say, V'yamlech Malchus is the second thing, so we stop between Chirusay and V'yamlech. Now further, Bizman Koziv V'Imru Omein, Agavuch, I saw from the Bindavar of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that we say, Bagolo uvizman koziv imru amen. So the translation of Bagolo means bimheiro. It should be very quick. Uvizman koziv, so he says, Pshat, if it won't be very quick, but uvizman koziv, that means, okay, avnish dos al kapona, which should be bizman koziv. Then, so this is the tefillah of the Shas. And the Imru, and he's telling the Olam, Imru Amen, he should say Amen on this. Because Imru Amen, Nochin sheyoyim ha-shliach tzibu v'asachas lo yavsik b'neim, ki noigim sheynakol oinin Amen, ad sheyoyim ha-shliach tzibu Amen. That means, till he says, Imru Amen, so say the whole thing, so say it straight, don't to be in the Shimachas, but say that this should be but all these things, that means this should all occur. So this is Abba Kosher. I mean the translation, the Shatz is saying two things. We have a symbol here. So he says, this should be b'chayeichen of yemeichen. Well, you're still alive. That means you should be zeich ready to be a Mashiach before Tchiyas HaMeisim. B'chayeichen of yemeichen. And then that's on the tzibur. We're speaking to the tzibur. V'chayei b'chol beis Yisrael, we're going on all the Yidin of Klal Yisrael. Also, all the Yidin that are now alive should be alive to be a Mashiach. So they shouldn't have to die. So that's the tzibur. Then we say, Bagolu v'zman koriv, so on this bakosha v'imru amen. So don't make any mistakes, Bagolu v'zman koriv, there should be, v'yamach v'chusay, Bagolu v'zman koriv v'imru, and say amen on this bakosha. So you shouldn't be mafsik. L'yafsik b'neim, ki noigim shein akol oinen amen at shem ishlich tzibu amen. They want, he says, imru amen, and then they say amen. Imru amen, then they say. So he should not be mafsik in between. Mashliach tzibo marich harbe benigin shel ve'imru omeim. So memele lo yamtin wola banias omeim. So it seems like this, if he's saying it right away, he says v'imru omeim and they say omeim. If he's being marich benigin by the ve'imru, then they should say right away omeim and not wait for him. Kshayma ha'oyna omeim yehish mei rabo. It doesn't go together. Omen goes on the previous Bakoshi, Iskado, Iskadish, V'yamlech Malchusay. So that we say, Bagol is Makol, V'imru, Omen on that. Period. That's Omen on this Bakoshi. Then there's a new Bakoshi, Yehesh Mei Rabba, Mavorach, Lola, Molo, Mei Omayim. So, Yamasik. Between the Omein and Yehesh Mei Rabo. Yehesh Mei Rabo, who Targum Shal Yehesh Mei Agodo. Rabo means Agodo, Yehesh Mei Rabo. Baruch Ato Adoy Meleinu Melech Ilam Shakir Niyad Borek. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam, mirei nefeshei chabos b'chesed leinam, כל מה שבו להכיס בנפש כל חוי ברוך חי אוי לומם. שמי בלי יוד, גם בלי מפיקי תז. We'll speak about this a little later, what pshat and this is. מדברי פחים בגוד, ממש משתביי סלוים ובמפיקי. מבורך, בקומץ סחס הבייס, הפתח תחס הרייש. לעולם, בקומץ תחס העין, ולעולמי בבור. צריך השעץ גם כן לימה ולחש, he should also say, the means he said, he was telling the ציבור, ואימרו אמן, say אמן עמי בקושת, then they say, יהי שמי רבא. Now, so the shots also should say, יהי שמי רבא, you shouldn't be פרש מן הציבור. וצריך השעץ גם כן לימה ולחש, יהי שמי רבא, but it has to be בלחישה, but it doesn't have to be bekol rom. That means it doesn't have to be mashmir l'acherim. That means it doesn't have to be bekol rom at the whole kaddish. L'yema oida pam omein. He shouldn't say omein, because he said v'imro omein. V'kiaschul yehish me'raba. Hachekach yaschul yizborach bekol rom. Now he says bekol rom, because now he's continuing the kaddish. Yes, by Shmaina Lushaina Shal Shabbach. Now, in further, we have eight Lushainas of praise. Can I get Shiva Rikim? There are seven Rikim. Rikim Shal Gabi Rosh Echais is the eighth Rikim. Ubetchiloim Yiskadir Yiskadi, Shem Shnei Lushaina Shal Shabbach, Shem Besach Akel Asova. So that's 8 + 2. There's 10 Lushainas of praise. Can I get Asaras Adibois. So the union of 10 is connected to Asaras Adibois. Min kol, la'ilo, min kol birchoso, the Rebbein Shalom is la'ilo from all brochis, shalosh teivis, min kol birchoso. Uvayomim shekoiflim hakadeshim la'ilo la'ilo. So we added an extra word, so ein leimer rak mikol birchoso, כדי שלא יהיה בסך הכל רק חוף חס טייבס, ושל אולמי בי חוף חס טייבס.
Basically,
I don't know. The Muslim, you can say whatever you want, I hear about we won't say the next Mechaba. We'll just say there. We'll just give a little hakdamah. There are two eifanim. Tosfos and Brachos brings down two eifanim. How to explain Yesh Merabba Mevorach Lo'olam Lo'olam Yomaya. One eifan is that Yesh Merabba is one bakosha. And what's what Yehesh Mei Rabba? Shmei is Shem Yud Kei. Shem Yud Kei. After Melchemes Amolek, it says Yod Al Keis Ko. So Chazal Darshan, Ein Hashem Sholem, Ein Akisei Sholem, Atshimoche Shmei Shal Amolek. Now, what did Amolek accomplish? Amolek accomplished that till then, everyone, after Kiryas Shamsev, everyone believed there's a Rabbein Shalom that's manig the Olam, and there was everyone understood the true and Hagas Olam. Everything is through the Rabbein Shalom. Amalek came and said everything is a mikra, everything is it's coincidental, no such thing, and in Amalek was makrish in Anhogis Olam. It's not from the Rabbein Shalom. It's not from the Rabbein Shalom. The world runs by itself, and there's no Anhogis, there's no Hashgoche. Kisei means that Anhogis Olam is a throne, that the Melech is manly from his throne. He accomplished that Eina Kisei Shalom. That means he was so convincing, was that there's no kisei. The world runs by itself, by mikre. Ein Hashem Shalom, the Shleimus of the Nogis, Yudke, Vovke, only, so this Yod Alke Sko, so the Kisir and Shalom, the Shem is in Shalom. So others Lam Shad, that Yehi, Yehei, Shemei, Rabo, is one Bakoshe, that this Anhoge of Hest upon him should end. Yehei, Shem, Yudke, Rabo. The Yudke should become Yudke, Vovke. That's one Bakoshe. Then Mavorach La'olam L'olam Yomai is another Bakoshe, that the Shem Hashem should be Gemenched La'olam Yomim. But there's two different Bakoshes. There's one Bakoshe and the Shem Yutke, Yei Shmei Rabo, and we're finished. That's one Bakoshe. And the other thing is Mavorach, the Rabbanim should be Gemenched La'olam L'olam Yomai. There's another Pshat, Yei Shmei Rabo means his name. Not Shem Yudke, it's a Ramish, it's his name. Yehei Shmei Rabbe, his great name should be Mevorach L'olam Alom Me'omai. So according to the second Pshat, it's all one sentence. Shmei Rabbe is not a separate Makoshe. We're saying his great name, what should be with his great name? Mevorach L'olam Alom Me'omai. So Amir Hashem will be able to understand tomorrow the continuation, yeah. Thank you.